Today we have a guest joining us here in our studio, Steve Barber, superintendent of Atlantic Community Schools, in with us. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Thanks, Jim.
Appreciate it. I know you and the Board of Education here have been very busy working on, everything anyway that you normally do. But in addition to that, working on a bond proposal to enhance some of the facilities here and address some safety issues as well here in the community school district. Wanted to kind of visit a little bit about that because it's been talked about. We've reported on it in the news. But there have been some adjustments and changes, as you would normally see as we move along toward that April date for the bond referendum. Can you talk a little bit about from the ground up, where did the proposals come from?
Yeah, you know, I think that in May of 2016, the board was presented a facility needs assessment, and during that process, or to get to that report, I know a number of committees were put together, a number of community members and stakeholders were involved in designing what those needs were, and FRK, the architect, came and provided a report there. Well, transition was going on at that particular time, and also the board purchased the Achievement Center out there, so it kind of was on hold. And then last February 2018, the board passed a resolution stating five or six different standards that they had in order to move forward with the facilities. And two of the ones that the facility committee, which was created this fall, that's pretty well consisted of Nick Hunt, Kip Harris, Jennifer Satoff, and Bob Sweeney are kind of the main steering committee right now. We're given those guidelines to start looking at what was put together 2.5 years ago and then following the resolution that the board presented. And like I said, two things came in mind. They talked about keeping the facilities where they were at, and then they also talked about seeking input from multiple stakeholders. So through that process, the facility committee presented a petition to our board president, Josh McLaren, and at that particular time in December, they passed a resolution. And once that resolution got passed, the facility committee continued to meet with stakeholders. We had a conversation with city officials, street folks, law enforcement about the congestion that's up there at Washington. And through that process, some modifications were made. So the facility committee continues to listen to people and make the adjustments based upon the input they're receiving.
Yeah, it's not just a couple of people sitting down in a room somewhere coming up and saying, hey, I think we need to do this, this, and this. This has been bounced around.
Right, it's been bounced around, and the facility committee listen closely to the people that they reach out to, and they take that into consideration, and if it makes sense into the big picture of what they've designed to this point, they make those modifications and still meet the guidelines of the board resolution that was passed in December.
Sure. Well, in the safety portion of what the funds would be used for, it's not something new. These are issues that have been talked about, discussed, even tried to be addressed several times over the years up near Washington School.
Yeah, interesting enough, you know, you know more history about Atlantic than I do, but we've talked about this back and at this time and so forth. But I think what really has driven this too from the board level, our strategic plan is safety. Safety in facilities, safety in how we go about our day-to-day operations and identify those things to try to keep everybody safe physically, mentally, emotionally, and all those types of things. So this fits right up that alley, and you know they turned it over to our facility committee and community stakeholders, and they said, here's what we want. Safety is number one, and you come up with the best plan.
I mean, is it safe, the hand you were dealt there? The school is located where it is. The traffic patterns and the neighborhood there is what it is. You can't really hardly change that. You have to adjust to make ends meet.
Right. And I think what came out when we talked about the congestion at Washington, the original plan was to put a road through there. Through that conversation, it was deemed that probably wasn't going to solve the problem. It's probably going to move it to a different location, and therefore we redesigned that, and that was one of the proposals that was presented at the board meeting last Wednesday.
Yeah, so it's again, this is I guess an example of we kind of talked it out. We looked at some of the options there. We thought we had a plan, but then after visiting a little bit more, we realized that maybe that's not the best way to go. We'll be flexible about this.
Absolutely. And you know, hats off to my facility, our facility committee. They're listening. They're spending a lot of time and energy in. You know, they're in the near future, they're going to reach out to the Atlantic media outlets, and they're going to speak to that process as well. And they're getting pretty close to be ready to do that. So in the not so distant future, they'll be probably contacting you, Jim, and trying to get some airtime to kind of express that. One thing, the other standard that they have, they want to be very transparent. We don't want anything that isn't. We want all questions answered, or they want all questions answered, and they want to be very transparent in the process and how they came to this proposed plan.
Sure. Well, in addition to the safety issues that we've kind of addressed, especially up around the Washington School area, there are some facility issues that needed to be addressed too. Some of it regard convenience for the folks that use the facility. Some of it's safety, accessibility. There are all kinds of issues involved there, right?
Yeah, and tradition and all those other things that go along with all those types of things. It's interesting, as we have these conversations, as the facility committee meets with different people, the last two big things were the high school was built in 1996, I believe, and it's still referred to as the new high school, and that's been a few years ago. So obviously, they're pretty passionate about Atlantic. They're pretty passionate about our schools, and they're thinking that this is going to be good for our community.
Can you describe and talk a little bit about some of the updates, the upgrades that we'll see in some of those locations?
Well, yeah, in four different parts, really. The Trojan Bowl, it will be designed to continue to play Friday night football out there. Upgraded, as I alluded to, 25 years ago, we did the new high school. A lot of ADA compliant things have came into play since then. So all of the things that we do have to be ADA compliant. The other one is similar to the plan that was developed 2.5 years ago with the baseball softball field, putting a small parking lot along the west road there, concreting the lower level, and putting some
little terracing maybe.
There we go. Thank you very much, Jimmy. So we'll upgrade that facility, and then by doing some things with by putting a bus lane, we remove all the buses out of 14th Street and make that drop out and put a new parking lot and relocate the tennis courts at the high school, and then redo the high school facility to be able to play soccer up there, put a new track in there, or refurbish the track that needs to be refurbished anyway, and then put some turf in there that will allow our band students, our PE students to do some things there.
Yeah, you know, and I hear some people talk about how, you know, numbers sometimes are down with regard to enrollment. Participation numbers sometimes aren't the same as maybe we remember them in the old days, but still people are using the facilities. They're aging, so certain things need to be done to make sure that they're going to be around for the future.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, just the upgrade that would allow us to do it. Another part of doing some things at the high school was to make that Washington congestion area better by not having kids from the high school be driven down at the end of the school day. So a lot of those things the facility committee took into consideration, and they came up with this plan. So they're going to have a couple of public hearings, I think January 30th and February 6th. Obviously, when they talk to the media, they'll express the time, the date, and the location when those will take place.
Sure. And the bond referendum is set for the early part of April.
April 2nd.
That's very early in April. Yes, it is. Should it pass, when would folks begin to see some of that work take place? Is that stuff going to turn around right away then?
Well, as fast as possible. Obviously, if it gets passed, then the engineers and architects will get to work. Then it'll have to go out for bid. And we were hoping, or they were thinking that maybe by the fall of 2019, this year, that things could start and last, 18 months to get it all done.
Sure. Very good. Well, Steve, I appreciate you coming in and visiting a little bit about some of the laying some of the groundwork for this here today. And as you said, we'll talk more about that. We'll talk. I've already visited with some of the committee members. We'll be sitting down with them here fairly soon to talk more about their thought process and where they see this heading and going and why and all that kind of stuff and get some more details on that end too. But appreciate you coming in today and kind of getting a start of getting the ball rolling. Thanks for coming by.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Jim. Have a great day.